ABC Three Counties Radio.
It's a breakfast show on Thursday morning. Stuart sitting in for Andy Collins. Let's return, shall we, to one of our favourite on-running stories, and that's whether West Harts will get a brand new hospital or not. In June, we told you that a new hospital site was potentially back on the table, but now a letter from the Department of Health to West Harts Hospitals Trust has revealed they want them to only focus on redevelopment plans that can be delivered in the next 5 years. Well, the NHS letter gives a list of options which campaigners say doesn't allow for a brand new hospital. Let's talk to Steve Day, who's from campaign group West Harts Valleys Hospital, who wants a new hospital to be built. Hi, morning, Steve.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, and how are you feeling about this? And do you think this new hospital idea is off the table, and why now?
Well, Harts Valleys Hospital, we've been working with the Trust for 18 months with a new site, and they've looked at the site, and apparently, they've sent out professional people to consider whether it's suitable. But now this new letter that's come in kind of says that the Department of Health are saying, well, actually, we'd rather you just rebuild Watford. So we might end up with a rebuilt version of Watford Hospital, but it's not a new hospital on a clear site, which is what we believe that most people in West Hertfordshire are actually supporting.
Just to be clear, though, in the letter, does it specifically say that a new site isn't viable? It doesn't say that, does it?
It says that there's three options that the Department of Health would like the Trust to consider, all of which are centred on Watford. So it doesn't say you really need to look at this new site as well. But there is this stakeholder panel reference group going on at the moment, which is being asked its views on what the community would like. And I'm a member of that, along with, I think, another 30 or 40 people. But they've not made any mention to this new site at all. They've just said, we're going to rebuild Watford Hospital.
But does it say Watford specifically?
It does, actually. There's three options. It's just £540 million to replace Princess Michael of Kent building. And, speaking to the CCG last week, and in fact, Helen Brown, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Trust, she said there is no plan to move the new site onto the shortlist. So it's very clear to us.
Because the thing is, what's confusing is, and we have talked about this a lot on this show, is that in June the government asked West Harts to look again at their plans, which obviously had originally been for regenerating Watford. So if they did that in June, why would then the same department say they couldn't then look at a new site? That doesn't seem to make sense.
No, and that's the problem. So on the face of it, the Trust have externally said we're going to look at the site properly. But then this letter has been revealed. It actually took legal attempts to get this letter to be published. And it's a kind of damning statement that the Trust has been doing one thing when they've been told to do something else. So we actually have sympathies with them. If the Department of Health are trying to meet an election pledge to deliver something by 2025, then it puts them in a corner, whether it's to deliver a new hospital on a new site or whether it's to rebuild Watford. So we're actually trying to be collaborative and help them. And, you know, the news yesterday that planning laws have been relaxed to build hospitals and houses allows both a new build on a new site as well as a rebuild of Watford possibly to be achieved faster than at the moment. But also building a new hospital in essentially a clear site, nobody would say it's going to take longer to do that than to rebuild a hospital that's already functioning. So we're just asking for a fair and objective assessment based on not only the deliverability and the timescales, but also to look at the money.
Yeah.
Because there's no reference in this letter to, getting best value of public money. It's just saying use the Green Book, but the Green Book says you need to assess these sites properly and thoroughly.
I mean, you're clearly not happy about this, and you clearly feel you need to be doing something now. And what are you doing? Are you talking to MPs? What are you doing to try and move this along?
Yeah, we are talking to MPs. We've met with the three MPs in the area that are primarily in the West Harts catchment area. So Daisy from St Albans, Dean from Russell, and Dean from Watford, and Mike from Hemel Hempstead. And we're trying to get their support, although it's a little bit like turkeys voting for Christmas to say, the hospital that I've got in my town, I want actually to move some of the facilities to a new site. So it's not the easiest thing in the world, but frankly, at the moment, the people in St Albans are frightened that they're going to lose what they have left in St Albans. The people in Watford are clutching to what they've got, as, according to their MP. But when we talk to people on the ground, people are actually open to doing this. And, you know, they say, well, why wouldn't I want a new hospital that's down the road, that's accessible, that's, you know, shiny and new, and also is going to deliver better levels of care?
This has been going on for a while, and it seems to be changing every time, you know, we speak. And, you know, say a couple of months ago, it was looking very different. But actually, even now, this doesn't seem to be set in stone, does it? Do you feel confident that you still have time to change minds?
Well, the pressure that is on the trust at the moment to deliver it by 2025 is a government-imposed target, because it's part of the known as HIP 1 building programme for hospitals. So if the absolute requirement is to deliver it by 2025, that gives everybody a challenge. Unfortunately, if this drags on, there's a chance that the government will say, actually, we're not going to fund it in the current round of spending, we're going to defer it to the next stage. But actually, in the long run, that might be better for everybody. It's not something we're suggesting that we'd support, but we need a full and thorough assessment, as opposed to trying to achieve a timeline that possibly is not achievable.
All right, Steve, we'll leave it there. Thank you for talking to us again, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again on this. Thanks for coming on the show, Steve. Take care.
Thanks,
cheers. Bye-bye. Steve Day there from the campaign group West Harts Valleys Hospital, who obviously want the new hospital to be built, but it is, it's like a soap. It is, isn't it, this one?
It just keeps rolling on and on.
It keeps rolling on.
And just when we thought we had the decision, it was, okay, go back and have a look at it again.
To me, I'm like, 5 years. I mean, to anyone just sat listening as well, maybe I'm daft, maybe we're... To build a hospital in 5 years, that sounds like quite a long time to me if you can get a decision. But things, when you get down to it, things just seem to take forever in everything. Now.
Well, yeah, I mean, people, I know it was in response to a pandemic, and, you know, things were clearly different in this particular circumstance. But people look to China, where they built a hospital in Wuhan in 10 days, you know. Look, let's allow for a little bit of due process and things like that, but you'd think you could find somewhere between 10 days and 5 years to build a hospital. And for most people, they don't really care who makes the decision, what's happening. There's all these different NHS bodies and people talking to each other. Most people just care about having a hospital
True.
That's fit for purpose
exactly.
in the 21st century.
And preferably not too far from where they live as well. All right, thanks very much. We're going to talk more about accents after 8 o'clock. Some nice texts. In fact, we discovered that the Bedfordshire accent does exist, and we're getting to the bottom of exactly how it sounds. Got a really interesting text from Jill and Luton. We'll do that in just a second. Before that, let's check in with Katie this morning, see what's going on with the travel.
There is one lane closed.